Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nanga def. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us on this Thursday morning, Thanksgiving Day. And we appreciate all of you. We are thankful for you. And we are grateful that you are listening this morning. We want to inspire you to be grateful. And we definitely want to remind you of the wonderful things happening in the world, because we are involved in so much news that can be distressing. And we definitely want to remind you that there is more good than non-good. So if you are listening online, we want you to give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we will come right to you and open up your mic and get your thoughts. We're excited today. And we are going to be joined live with Dr. Debbie Green. Of course, she is one who is constantly
constantly reminding us that the world really is a better place. And she is such an asset to our global family, our sisters of the microphone. And we are grateful that she is giving us this opportunity to change our mindset. So if you have a feeling of being down, and you are going through a depression, we want you to listen in and call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak to the host. In these days and times, it can be challenging to maintain an optimistic view of our lives. In our world, the continued flow of pandemic trauma, divorce rates, are increasing, domestic and family violence, just to name a few of those things. These are constant reminders that our society is in jeopardy of peaceful times. But all is not lost. Your personal peace of mind is extremely significant to build a mindset of gratitude attitude. And we realize that your life will be so much better if you focus on the prize of life, being thankful for the smallest things. You know, it's the little things that make the big difference. And if you can keep that attitude of gratitude, you will actually begin to see things change. Life requires a spirit of gratitude daily in order to create the vibration that draws to you the wonderful experiences you desire to have. You first need to create the feeling in order to get the feeling that you desire. So we're going to join Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green to learn the strategies and coping skills to maintain gratitude in your life. And we ask you to call in 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll come right to you and get your thoughts. We want to hear from you and all the things that you realize are things to be grateful for today, even in the midst of distress, even in the midst of not being able to see your family members in person because of the pandemic. Even in the midst of people who may have transitioned, people that you were not ready to say goodbye to, who may have in fact chosen this as their time to exit, we want you to think about the good, the joy, the wonderful things that are happening, the good health that you may be having, even if others may be experiencing health challenges. We want you to be able to experience gratitude, true gratitude, for what's happening in your personal life. So we'll be right back with Dr. Debbie Green and all of you who are celebrating a day of thanks. Remember that you are still above ground and there's a whole lot to be thankful for. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green, and Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And we are back with Dr. Debbie Green and Grand Rising. We thank you so much for being with us on this Thanksgiving Day, a day to give thanks and to be grateful for all of the experiences that we're having, even those experiences that we may believe are negative. Everything is positive because everything is for our greater good. And so when we can see the good in every experience, we can feel gratitude. And we thank you so much, Dr. Debbie, for sharing with us an attitude of gratitude this great day. Uh-oh, we are having sound issues. We can't quite hear you, even though you can hear us. So you may need to, let me see, how do we do this here? Make sure we've got our sound up. Okay. Oh, there we go. Now we can hear that wonderful voice. Yes. Can you hear me?
Testing?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Welcome to Soulful Solutions, and my name is Dr. Debbie Green, and it's a pleasure to be talking to you on this wonderful holiday, Thanksgiving. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, we made another one, 2021,
yes.
Which is so exciting, that we're actually at the end of the year, getting ready to begin another 2022.
Mm.
So while we are in this wonderful season, we might as well just say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. You know, I believe that we should be thankful for every smallest thing to every largest thing, down to our toothbrush, to our pillows, to our spoons, to our forks. Because believe me, if you didn't have one of those things, your life will be much different,
mm-hmm.
So, our topic today is that gratitude attitude, staying in a gratitude attitude no matter what is happening in your life keeps your mind free and keeps you in a peaceful stance because it's so easy to lose gratitude.
Yes, it is.
And we know we have a wonderful guest that's joining us this morning, Naima.
Yes.
It's been wonderful. We got a guest, girl.
That is fantastic.
Yes.
And they're sharing their time with us. That is wonderful. We are
it
so grateful.
It is. And her name is Odetta Rodriguez Oliver. And she is the virtual assistant owner of Millennial Virtual Services. And she wants to say some wonderful things about gratitude that worked in her life. So we're going to go ahead and pop her right on in. There you go, girlfriend. Bam.
Hey. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. Grand Rising. I'm so happy to be here. I've been trying to get on your show and with you ladies for the longest time, but I kind of have a crazy work schedule when you work from home and the hours are weekdays, weekends, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so thankful to be here this morning with you all. And I really like the subject matter today because being grateful has really helped me overcome a lot through my life. And I've actually had this thing I used to do with my daughter. I don't see any of you guys have had raised daughters. Mine is now 24. But I tell you, when she was going through her teen years it was a tough time, you know, more attitude than gratitude, if you know what I mean. So I used to tell her when she would get in her mood, you know, I would say, sweetie, you can choose a different emotion. You can choose a different attitude, you know. And that was probably, what, 13, 14, 15, I was about my 17, 18 years old, right? So she's 24, like I said. So a month ago, you know, she's moved to a new town. She's just by herself, and she's doing well. But sometimes she gets a little bit down, a little bit lonely, you know, moving out, no family out there. But she said, you know what, Mommy? I remember what you used to always tell me. Choose a different attitude. Choose a different emotion. Mm-hmm. So she said, that's what I do now. And when I do that, I find energy. I can go exercise. I can clean my house. I can do all kinds of things.
Wow.
So I said, yes, yes, yes. You have to choose it. Have an open attitude, a positive attitude, even in the toughest times. That's why I really appreciate the subject matter today. And one of the things that I wanted to share with everyone that I just recently picked up in light of the subject matter is a book.
Mm-hmm.
And it is entitled, Okay, I'm Grateful. Right?
Mm, okay.
The author of the book is G.K. Chesterton, and it's published by Knock Knock. Okay? And I love it because on the front, all the details under here, what it says is, it's a journal to catapult me from my default position of the griping and negativity to the long-resisted stance of counting my blessings, because it turns out that focusing on the positive actually might be better for my mind, body, and my spirit. In no small part because unhappiness is the gap between expectations and reality. So even though this whole gratitude thing feels like a bandwagon on the woo-woo train, the fact is that deep down, I'm ready to start looking at the roses rather than the thorns. Mm. And if you absolutely force me to admit it, I will say that in all actuality, I do have so very much to be grateful for. I thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
And in the book, on the first page here, it says, a gratitude journal? Really? It's not enough that I say thank you. I have to write it down too? Yes. We need to write it down, too, because writing is therapeutic. Writing
is
healing. It gives us a chance to express ourselves. And these journals, of course, are ours personally, unless we choose to share. And it gives us, when you go back and look on what you wrote and what you were feeling at that time, and you realize, for me anyways, in writing previous journals, I feel like, wow, I've overcome that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a blessing in itself. And so in the book, it has each page has like a quote from someone, a positive quote. This one says, my expectations were reduced to zero when I was 21.
Mm.
Everything since then has been a bonus. And that's what she's talking, yeah? And so on the first page, or on the top of each page, you can write your date. And it has why I'm grateful today, more or less. On the bottom, you check the little box, a smiley face or a frowning face for whatever your gratitude level is at that time, you know, and the whole book is like that. So I really love that. This is something I definitely want to start getting into. But like I said, especially this time of year, gratitude is we have to do that. We have to be thankful, you know, because like she said, if you don't have a toothbrush or a pillow, you know what I'm saying, if that's what you have, or if that's all you have, be grateful for that.
Absolutely.
That is definitely amazing.
It is, because, see, gratitude has a spiritual component to it.
Yeah.
And it's the energy of gratitude that actually changes one's life. It's not just hoopla, you know, it literally changes your life because it opens up the gateway to so much other things. So think about it. You're either going to look at the glass half empty or you're going to look at it half full. So if you're looking at it half full, then you then proportion yourself into an area of receiving what you need, not thinking that you're struggling to get it. And so it changes one's life overall. So just think about that. If you maintain that gratitude, I like waking up with a gratitude mindset, waking up and looking around me, down to every nook and corner of my home, and looking in my life to my children and my grandchildren. And it makes me feel so empowered, because gratitude gives you an empowerment. It tells you that, okay, everything is where it's supposed to be in your life at that moment and at that time. And if there is any lack, then as long as you start thinking and start calling it forth, you know, in literal sense, verbally, then that gratitude then stretches like a muscle, and it then extends not just in your present moment, but it also goes all the way into your future.
Wow.
And that's the great thing about gratitude. I'm actually a gratitudist.
Gratitudist. I like that. I'm
like
a gratitudist.
Word.
I got a new word.
I
am a gratitudist.
The Webster ain't got nothing on me.
That's right.
Out when you want to, but if you're peeking in there, and there may be some you know, challenging things in there, okay, that just let you know, okay, well, it's in there. It's not, I'm not denying it. I'm not pretending like it's not there, but I can't entertain it. When we entertain something, we entertain it with our whole being, mind, body, and soul. That means it's going to take your energy. You only got 100% of yourself. I don't know why people think they got all this other energy. No,
right.
You don't have 100% of yourself. So pivot out accordingly, but make sure you keep 50% in your reservoir. Because if you don't keep that 50%, your gratitude attitude is going to be extremely low.
Right. You know what I like to say? Recently I had a friend tell me about some things that they were going through, and I said, okay, well, how do you want to deal with it? Well, I don't know. I said, well, I'll tell you what, this is what you do. You give yourself either so many hours or days for your pity party. Okay, I put on your calendar, I said, your phone or whatever you use, so many hours for your or days. When that time comes, cut it off, okay?
Yeah,
put that baby on the shelf, and it's time to move on. If you want to revisit again later, okay, you have that opportunity, but do not wallow in that over an extended period of time. Give it a time, and like you said, put it on the shelf. I'm done with you for right now. I'm moving forward. And like I tell my daughter, it's the same thing as the old saying, looking at life as half, I mean, look at the glass as half full rather than half empty. And that little saying, like that's been around forever, I kind of use it every day. I use it every day. You know, when something comes up, okay, well, how do I want to look at this? How do I want to deal with this? Okay, I understand. I recognize it. You know, I actually also understand my part in it. You know what I mean? Because sometimes we have our own part in our stuff, right?
Yes.
We can't put everything off on everybody else all the time. And so, like I was talking to my kids, I said, you know what? Because I'm in one state. One's in another state, one's in another state, and we got family all over the place,
yes.
You know, and they're so used to mommy being home all those years, cooking up all that good food for the holidays. I'm like, baby, like, you guys just have to get used to a different situation, a different thing. You have loved ones in your life where you are. Be thankful for those people. Life is about change and adjusting and just moving forward with whatever you have, you know, so... Yeah, that's important. It's positive.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. As our wonderful host, Naima Latif, said, what is my religion? I am a gratitudist.
I'm telling you, I'm going
to jump on the bandwagon because guess what? One thing when someone asks you, where are you and how you doing? I said, I'm on top of the world. Guess what? It's plenty of room up there.
Hey,
that's
come on
right.
up.
Everybody don't want to climb, so it's plenty of room up there.
Yeah.
Well, you just go ahead and let yourself climb up there. It's all right. You know, you can stay there. It's all right. You can go ahead and bring what you need. You know, what is it that you need? What you need? You need a pillow. You need a chair. You need a cup of coffee. I don't care. Whatever makes you comfortable. But just allow yourself just to climb. And the climb might be a little challenging for you, but once you get to the top of the world, once you get to the top of the world, guess what? It is all great.
Hey.
You don't have to worry about it because one thing about life is like this. You mold your own existence.
Yes.
You mold your own existence, and that's how you think of yourself. Self-mastery is extremely important. Because if we don't know how to master this being, then what's going to happen? Who's going to master it?
Right.
No one's going to master
right.
it. We are free will agents in this world.
Yes.
We are free will agents. So, you know, don't let something choose for you. You choose for it. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's your job, your family, your personal life, if any of those areas seem like they're so overly challenged for you, and that's instead of me saying trouble or messy or dramatized, I'm going to say
overly challenging.
If it's overly challenged for you, then what you need to do is go back to the thinking board. Go to the brainstorm, okay, and you ask yourself, why is this overly challenging for me? That's taking away my ability to work through it and taking my joy. That is because you are putting too much emphasis on certain things and not enough on your ability to work through these things. So now your energy, again, you only got about the other 50. It's gone. Okay.
Yes.
So now it's tapping into the 50. You are grown, then you're losing your gratitude for life when you start getting irritable for no apparent reason.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you know. It's not because, oh, she got on my nerves. Or
yes.
They did this. No. You're hypersensitive because you're giving too much.
Right.
You're interrupting yourself in other people's life patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has a life pattern, and if you're too close to it, you're going to get into their defective, life patterns as well as their dysfunctional life patterns. Now,
that is
right. You're living someone else's life.
Ooh, living someone else's life, yeah.
Exactly.
We got to go to a commercial break, but we got a hand raised in the studio here, someone who wants to add to the conversation. So we'll be right back, and we want to remind our viewers and listeners, if you're watching us on Facebook or listening online, you can call in and comment. 515-605-9325. Press 1 so your number lights up, and we'll open your mic and get your comments. We want to know what you're grateful for and what extreme challenges did you overcome, and now that you've overcome them, how are you seeing your life differently? Yes, so become a gratitudist and tell us what you're thankful for. So we will be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325, and press 1 to speak.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
I'm Naima Latif, and our wonderful guest of the day, Miss Odetta Rodriguez Oliver.
Running in grand rising.
That's telling us how she has been living her life as a gratitudist as well. So, you know, one of those topics of how gratitude is challenging is when we get the domino effect of things just continually happening. Everybody's been through that. When there's more than one thing that's happening over a period of time, and it could be a short period of time, you know what I'm saying? You know, the what is it that is called when one thing happens, here comes a, what's that? There's a name for that.
The snowball effect?
A snowball effect, but then it's
the domino effect.
Murphy's Law,
whatever can go wrong will go wrong. I think that's Murphy's Law.
Exactly. And what happens is because we're such energized, but most of our energy conscious human beings, that a lot of times when we really focus on the wrong thing, we're literally telling the universe, give me more of that.
You know,
whatever
you focus on, you get more of.
Whether we realize it or not. And then we stay there and then we ponder on that thought. We go from worrying, obsessing, and now we are ruminating. Ruminating is when it's literally in the mind and it's like a played out CD. No matter how many times you hit stop,
keep rewinding and rolling in your head,
you know. You've been there, you know, we've done that before.
Yes. You get stuck.
Yes. Stuck, right? So, you know, what happens in the human mind when you start getting stuck on that negative energy and not realizing that, you know, consciously on autopilot.
I'm creating what I don't want.
Yes.
We all struggle with that, you know, because you can get, you can go into a state of sadness or depression about a thing, and then you can't pull yourself out of it. Even when something good happens, somehow you find a negative in it because you're in the negative mindset. So that's the challenge, is pulling yourself out of the negative thought process and literally changing your energy. Because the world doesn't change, your perception of it changes. You have some people that are walking around happy and smiling all the time, and some people who are always miserable, and they're living right in the same house, they're living right in the same neighborhood, or living going to the same job, but they're experiencing it differently because of what's on the inside. And that's what we have to master, creating the internal state of mind, the internal state of being, so that we're always at peace no matter what is happening on the outside. And that is possible. But we got a caller. Do you want to take a caller now?
Absolutely. Yes,
all righty. Well, we've got area code 314833. I believe it is Mark Shahid joining us all the way from St. Louis, Missouri. Words of wisdom. Our wordologist, Grand Rising.
Grand Rising to you, assalamu alaikum, which means peace be unto you, Naima Latif, and to you, Dr. Debbie Green, and to your very distinguished guest. This is Mark Shahid from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis, and the Show Me State of Missouri. This is really a beautiful, beautiful topic, an excellent topic that was chosen, I think, very befitting on the day that is listed on the Gregorian calendar as Thanksgiving Day. And for those of us who are really, really, really conscious, God conscious, I would say that every day is a day of Thanksgiving. But thank God that it's on the calendar to remind those persons that you need to have a day where you actually are consciously giving thanks to the Creator. And Dr. Debbie Green, I love your new word. It's a wordologist or gratitudinist. So, I want to share just a few things, and maybe I think these things could be thought-provoking. I remember when I was a boy in school, my seventh grade teacher, we used to have what they call an aptitude. You remember they used to give you an aptitude test many, many years ago? Aptitude test. And so one of the things that he said that always stuck with me, I think it was encouraging to those students that didn't score so very high on the aptitude test. He used to say, remember, it is not aptitude, but it is attitude that determines your altitude, you know? I'm going to say that again, so hopefully it will resonate with you. He said, it is not aptitude, it is your attitude that will determine your altitude, how high you will go in life. So when I heard that, I think Dr. Debbie Green said it has a spiritual component, it most certainly has a spiritual component to it. And so oftentimes we see people in life that whenever we see them, they're complaining and they have complaints. Now, here's a gold nugget. If you can use it, you can put it in your purse or put it in your back pocket. If you can use it, it's a benefit to you, or you can just discard it. The word complaints is a word psychologist is constantly observing more problems, looking at imperfections, not the solutions. Very, very important.
Say that again.
A complaint. You know, if people that are not grateful, they have a lot of complaints. It's constantly observing more problems, looking at imperfections, not the solutions, you see. Very, very important. And I say to people, I have shut the complaint department down. It don't pay minimum wages nor no fringe benefits. That's complaints, you see. So that means that you never will do anything, you understand, but just complain. So we don't want to be that. And we want to see the challenges that we're confronted with as an opportunity to grow and to develop. This is very, very important. And finally, you know, everybody want to be successful in life and success. And we should teach our children how it is that you should be success. And as a wordologist, I come up with an acronym. I think it would really be helpful. We want them to see their goal. We want them to understand that there will be obstacles. We want them to clear their mind of self-doubt, and we want them to create a positive mental picture. And the E is success. We want them to embrace their challenges, and we want them to stay focused. And finally, we want them to show themselves and the world they can do it. But notice that the E is to embrace your challenges. You want to embrace your challenges. You know, everybody wants to meet with success in life. And sometimes we have met with success in life, but we have not consciously recognized that we have met with success in life. And finally, as you said, that have an attitude of gratitude, the word thank you. To have appreciation now keeps you overcoming ungratefulness. So we want to have appreciation now to keep ourselves from overcoming ungratefulness. And many people that we know, they are always complaining, not seeing the good, the benefit that they have actually had until they no longer have that. So it's very, very important to know and to recognize that having a positive attitude. A wise man once said that we don't really own anything in this life in terms of actually possession. The one that has created everything and had made this life possible for us is the rightful owner. The only thing that we truly own is our attitude toward it. And I'll stop there. So hopefully this will add to the conversation. Thank you. And I am truly grateful.
Before you go, I guess the last words keep you overcoming ungratefulness.
Spell the word thank you. Okay,
yes.
Thank you. To have, to have, the T is to, the H is have, And the A is appreciation. The N is now, to have appreciation now. The K is keeps. The Y is you. The O is overcoming. And then the U is ungratefulness. So when you put it together, thank you means to have appreciation now in the present. You understand? Keeps you overcoming ungratefulness, because ungratefulness can overcome you if you don't have an attitude of gratitude. Thank you so much, Dr. Debbie Green and Naima Latif and your guests and all. I just want to make a little, I guess as the old people say, just add my 2 cent worth in the conversation.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you, definitely. I've written your acronyms down, and I'm going to commit them to memory. All right.
Yeah, well, you know, it's good to give to people because that may put a smile on their face and uplift them, and especially those persons, you know, that they carry a negative attitude, you know. If they don't see the sun, it's cloudy, they complain about the clouds. And if the sun is out, it's too hot, you know. And, you know, it's one thing or another. You know, have appreciation. To have appreciation now keeps you overcoming ungratefulness. And the only thing that can actually happen is in the present. So we want to see the present as a present, as a gift that Almighty God has given to all of us that we can really appreciate. And we hear that often, that we have something to be thankful for, that we woke up this morning. I remember a little prayer when I was a boy. You know, I think everybody, especially African Americans, had to learn. He said, Lord, lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I awake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. And then we began to say, God bless mama, daddy, just a whole litany of people that you want to bless. And more so, as a boy, I learned that you say, son, you should count your blessings. Well, to count blessings, that means that you have to be conscious, like you count money. Nobody wants to miscount money, especially if it's their money. So take your blessings and, you know, as valuable and very significant. And so sometimes just sit in solitude, just reflect on all the blessings, and you'll find that after you do that, for however long you would do it, you won't be able to count all the blessings, because some of the things we just take for granted, you know. I mean, we don't have to count how many times that we breathe in a day. The Creator has automatically established that for us. And so these things, they only become important when we have problems breathing. You know, so there are a lot of things that we just take for granted. But be conscious of your blessings, because these are blessings that come from the Creator that sometimes they're overlooked or looked over. And so we want to be grateful and thankful for everything that comes into our life and all. And we should give thanks every day. Don't make it one day out of the year. But I thank God that it is on the calendar, whereas it brings a consciousness to the unconscious in terms that this is a day to give thanks to the Creator for all it is He has given to all of us. Thank you. May God bless all of you with a beautiful Thanksgiving day. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Peace be with you as well. Yes, our wordologist, Mark Shaheed, some great new acronyms to remember. Yes, I've got to commit these to memory.
I'm telling you, it is phenomenal, and the energy behind that is just, it's mind-jarring, mind-blowing, you know.
Radiating.
Yes, it is. And that's why I said it's the spirit behind being thankful.
Yes.
You know, in the Word of God, it says, come into my gates with thanksgiving and praise. Mm. And that's the energy. It's the energy that comes into an area. And, you know, I believe this in the metaphysical teachings of the Word of God. what is the gates? The gates is the mind, because we have mind gates, and if you have just like the perimeters of one's mind, you have your front gates, which is your frontal lobe, and you got your rear gates, which is your occipital.
Ooh.
And these things guard the consciousness. It guards the subconscious, unconscious, and also consciousness of mind, you know, of a man's mind and entity. So think about that, okay? Come into his gates with thanksgiving and praise. That means you keep your mind, as he said, set daily on these things. And when you think of God, and even the fruits of the Spirit, when you think of kindness, love, you think of long-suffering. And then when we even think of the word long-suffering, we think pain. Long-suffering means to endure. It does not mean to be in pain. It means that you are enduring something.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Enduring whatever that thing may be, but there's a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Right, and there's a lesson at the end.
Right.
And there's a lesson to be learned that will help you to be grateful and be in gratitude. And you think about, I think when you said about you don't appreciate something until it's gone, something like having a body where there's no pain involved. Well, as soon as you feel pain, then you're grateful for the time when you weren't in pain. And you remember to be grateful, oh, I don't have a toothache. I don't have a headache. You know, my knees aren't hurting. You know, be grateful for all the things that you're not experiencing, all the pain that you're not feeling. If you woke up and nothing hurts, be in gratitude for every part of your body that's feeling fine.
Right.
And you remember that when something hurts you. Oh, wow, this hurts. Oh, I remember when it didn't hurt. Yeah, well, that was the time to be grateful.
I really like what Sister Naima said when she said that we need to, I mean, everything is a lesson, okay? So when things come upon me, and in my earlier years, because we all grow and, you know, we learn, and in my earlier years, when things would come upon me, I would be too quick to react, you know? But as I've gotten more mature and more experienced and all these wonderful things, I sit down and say, okay, well, what lesson does God want me to get from this?
Yes.
You know, and I learned, like one of you said earlier, to be still, sit still, okay, and really think, really feel, and really resonate with the vibration, okay? And if we sit still long enough, like I've heard this thing said where meditation is, well, when we pray, we're speaking to God, of course, right? When we meditate, when we sit still, is when we're listening for his answer.
Yeah.
But if we're constantly moving or running our mouths, we can never hear the answer. We can never get the lesson. So that's what I try to do now. Okay, well, what is God trying to tell me? What is my life? What is my actions? How am I moving? How am I putting myself out there to the world and to others? You know, and so I find when I sit still, the lesson comes to me.
That's
it comes to me. And so that's the power of a movement. Sometimes to sit still, because my daughter asked me something, and she asked me, what should you do? I said, sweetie, I said, don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what to do? Don't do anything. Believe me, I have learned the hard way over the years, and you have to always do something and react to folks and react to situations when you don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You do nothing. We have that option to do nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes that's the smartest thing to do.
Yeah.
You can always tell people prayer is a two-way conversation. People think, oh, I got to pray. And then you're talking and talking and talking, telling God what the problem is, what you want and everything. And then, you know, and then you're going, like you said, do something else. Well, that's like having a phone conversation with somebody where you spill out all your guts and you say all these things, and then you hang up.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, the whole purpose in prayer is to get the response to what you had to say. So that's when you got to be quiet and listen. Because otherwise you're like, and we all have had conversations where you can't get a word in edgewise. The person's talking and talking and talking, but you can't even get a word in. You know, well, our prayer shouldn't be like that. Well, you know, God can't get a word in because we won't stop talking and listen. you have to be quiet and listen for the answer, because that's where your solution comes, and it is there. You're talking to the one who knows exactly what to do. So Listen.
Exactly.
And you'll get the answer.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, I call it using the power of pause.
Yes.
When you use the power of pause, you give yourself 5 or 10 minutes or the time that you need, you know, to what they call reannihilate and regenerate. And that's also, you know, getting the higher consciousness to give them, I said them, which is your angels, your guides, you know, however it is, give them enough time to actually download into your mind. Things take a small smidgen of time. So when you meditate, like you said, meditation is waiting. It's, I call it being in God's waiting room. That's just my opinion. You know, being in the Creator's waiting room, waiting for another answer or solution to whatever issue that I think is going on. Do you hear what I'm saying? I think there's an issue. That doesn't mean there's
one. Yeah, it is.
Okay? because we become these human doings, not realizing that we have to remember just to be.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, being is like, okay, let me go ahead and rest into just me being. Being is like, okay, I'm not going to adopt a problem. I'm not going to adopt a worry. You hear what I'm saying?
Adopt.
Okay? Because that's what happens. We adopt things that does not belong to us. We'll even adopt someone else's burdens and someone else's worries.
Yeah.
And before we realize it, then our being is no longer being anymore. Now we're in a state of doing. What doing is like, okay, I'm constantly doing something in movement, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, but I ain't rested.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not resting. Resting, I call it rest easy. Rest easy, right? Which means your mind should know how to rest. I think when we hear the word rest, we think sleep. No, it's a difference. Rest is when you allow yourself time to formulate and regenerate in whatever situation or circumstance that you're in, you know? And that gives you what they call presence.
Mm-hmm.
Presence over that thing. Okay, so now that thing doesn't have presence over me.
Right.
I am more than a I'm a more than a overcomer.
Yeah.
Why am I an overcomer?
More than a conqueror.
Because I know who I am and I know what I am capable of doing.
Absolutely. Makes a big, big difference. You know, you said something earlier that I think really is helpful in these times because, you know, people have made
Hello, Carlberry. I'm just giving people a shout out to Hello, Inyona. Happy Thanksgiving.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Last but not least, hello,
Carolyn.
Love you. But I know y'all probably in the kitchen. Guess what? Y'all come on in
There you go. Well, you know, you said something that I think is a key thing during these times, especially if people have experienced a transition of a loved one. Remember, they're going someplace. They're on a journey. So it isn't a loss. It's a gain because they have moved to another phase of their life. So, again, it's like a graduation. Yes, you miss your classmate, but you're so happy that they finished their course. So it's like if you've been in school and maybe you've got a friend who is, maybe they're a grade ahead of you. Maybe you're in seventh grade and they're in eighth grade and they graduate. Well, you know, yeah, you're going to miss them. You're not going to see them at the school next year. But that's a great thing because they're going to high school. They're going to have another great adventure. So that's how we look at those who finish their earthly course before us. They're graduating. They're having, they're getting ready to go into another adventure. And so it's a happy thing. And if we can see that as not as a loss, but as a growth, moving on, a graduation, a new adventure for our loved ones, then we can be happy for them. And that's one of those challenges that as we evolve in our understanding of life, we'll be able to release the sadness that comes with the idea of someone transitioning. We'll be able to release that grief. Yes, we are going to miss them, but feel joy that they graduated, and now they have a whole new adventure that awaits them. Be happy for them, and be joyful of the memories that they gave you. I heard from my old college roommate this morning. She was saying, you know, happy Thanksgiving and thank you for being in my life. And I thought of all that. And I dug out some of our old pictures from back in college. And I said, thank you for the fun memories, you know. And you think about everything that a person has brought to you and how they enhanced your life. Be grateful. Be grateful. They added to your life, and now they're moving on to a wonderful new adventure. Be grateful for them.
And I like to say, even be grateful for the negative that they brought to your life.
That
because whatever it was, you've overcome it.
Yes.
You're not in that space anymore. You learned from it. So we have to appreciate that as well. Well, thank you for bringing that lesson to me.
Yeah.
When they say everyone's in our lives for a reason, a season, or a lifetime, mm-hmm. okay, put that person in whatever category they're speaking in mm-hmm. and be thankful for that.
Yeah.
Whatever you got from it, you know what I'm saying? So I like that too. I like
yeah,
that too.
Absolutely. We got to take another break, and then we'll be right back. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, feel free to give us a call, 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak. And I think Mark might have another comment to make. And, of course, if you're on our switchboard, feel free to press 1. We'll add you to this conversation as well. And if you're joining us live on Facebook on Soulful Solutions on Facebook Live with Dr. Debbie Green, you can write in your comments. We'll share them with our listening and viewing audience. And we will be right back after this quick break. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back in a moment.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
With a simple blood test and food plan, Susan Essentials will help your business, your family, and you eliminate toxins, and create a step-by-step plan to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Click here to learn more.
But they're not gone, then we're not grieving. And now
the veils between dimensions are thinning, where you're seeing more people talk about their connection with those who have transitioned, more people who are talking about their spiritual connections, like you mentioned, a soulmate, someone who the soul tie continues even after the physical body has been returned to the earth and the consciousness has moved on. So yes, as we evolve in our understanding about life, we will be able to remove the sadness that comes with the idea of someone being gone forever, because no one's gone forever. They're always present, even if they're in another place. So on Mondays, our Monday morning host, Zelda, is going to be starting a new series the last Monday of the month and helping us to see transitions differently, see the celebration of those who entered our lives, as our guest has said, even the ones who might have had an uncomfortable impact, but it taught us something. So being able to celebrate life and look at life differently, and I think that's critical, especially in these times with the pandemic and so much worry about, oh, am I going to live? You're always going to live. You're going to either live in this body for a while, or you're going to exit this body, you know, and move on to the next adventure. But you're always going to live, so why are you worried, you know?
Ooh,
we have to
exactly
change the mindset so we can raise the vibration and have people living more in gratitude.
Absolutely. Well, our guest is about to leave us here in about 5 minutes, 3 minutes. Would you like any departing words before you leave, Ms. Odetta?
I would just like to thank both of you ladies for having me, and also for all the guests. And as a retired adult educator, I love learning the new words, the gratitudinous, and the acronyms from my brother who came on and joined. I definitely will have to coin those phrases. That was amazing. And again, just remember that we need to get journaling about our gratitude. Once we see it in writing each day as we do it, or reflect on it as the days pass, that will help us to stay in gratitude. Look at what we've gone through, what we've come through, where we're going. And it's really therapeutic, as I said, to write things down and to be able to reflect on them later. Because sometimes what I do usually every day when I wake up, I'm really a morning person, so I wake up in the morning and I reflect on the day before, you know, how things went. But writing it down is actually more therapeutic than just sitting there to thinking about it, you know. And so that's very important. And so I just wanted to tell everybody once again, thank you so much for having me. And I hope that everyone, with the sounds of our voices, you know, can have a happy and safe Thanksgiving and a wonderful holiday season. And thank God for blessing us on our way to a new year.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, and we'll see you next time, okay?
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Awesome. I just, again, you know, it is such a blessing to just be in the state of mind where we are. Because it's so much, again, out in the world today that energy is so low. It's low. And people think you don't have to stay in a low vibration.
You don't.
You know, you have the opportunity. You have the ability. But most of all, you have the permission to live your life the way you want to. It's not because of what someone said to you, or what someone's done to you in your past, your present, or even what you think they're coming in your future.
Mm.
No. Mold your life. You remember, you are putty, okay? You are clay, and you are on a spinning top, and you can mold your life. And if it doesn't look right, start over again. If you ever touch clay in your hand when it's spinning, it's smooth. Because you're constantly adding something to it, which is water.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're adding water and it's spinning. And you can put your hands into it. You can guide it. This is what the human mind needs to have focus. If Dylan, you are the water. We're 70% water.
Yeah.
Okay? 70% water. So as you are allowing yourself to mold and guide your life despite what you hear or what you see, then this wonderful spirit of gratitude then gets heightened. It starts at one level, and then it continues to build upward to the point where, guess what, nothing bothers you anymore. And you're like, how can one live like that? Oh, it's very, very possible.
Yeah, you can. You really can. And it's not like an ostrich putting your head in the sand where you're just pretending things aren't happening. You accept what's happened, but it doesn't bother you. It doesn't upset you. And
correct.
So your experience is totally different, even though other people might be experiencing the same thing, but their attitude toward it is one that creates distress because they have decided to be distressed about this thing instead of seeing it differently, seeing the lesson that's learned. Maybe you got that parking ticket, and you know, you might have a string of cars that got parking tickets. Some people came out and start cussing. I know, but you might think of it differently. It's like, I mean, you might want to decide to think of it differently just to remove the distress. Maybe the thought of, well, I'll get a chance to contribute to the city, and I know they use this income to pay people's salaries. So, you know, that's a good thing. Now, I know that's real far-fetched for y'all, but I'm telling you, that diffuses the anger, the resentment, if you see it as a positive, especially, I mean, if you know you were wrong and you owe the ticket, rather than get angry, think about, well, this is going to help pay the salaries of these city workers who provide the services that we need. So I'm going to contribute to that. And then let go of the anger. I'm telling you, it lowers your blood pressure, and you will be at peace, even though you got that same ticket everybody else who parked in that illegal parking space got. But you're not cussing and angry because you've chosen to see the positive side and be
exactly. Yes. A wonderful guest here, Callan Hunter with No More Tears, No More Fears USA, says, I can definitely say, I'm thankful for the videos and photos of my late niece, but I will say it's not easy for me nor my other family members, but it does bring joy looking at the videos.
Yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, again, you know, in this life, nothing is promised. It's only lent to us for a period of time.
Yes.
And when we, believe it or not, it is things that we feel we own. You know, we own.
Thinking you own people, thinking you own places.
Well,
people can be devastated if a house burns down or, you know, a car is wrecked. Well, it's a thing, you know, and it brought you whatever joy it brought you, and the memories are still there.
Yes. And this is something that one must practice on a everyday level. You know, being a gratitudist, it's a practical thing. You literally have to build yourself up every single day. It's like riding a bike. Even if you fall off, get back on, and you just keep on riding, you know what I'm saying? Because that energy that you are building is when trouble does come, because it will. Because being an optimist is the same thing. We don't look for trouble, but we expect one day it will happen. So when it does happen, you know, you have built yourself up staturally, mentally, and emotionally, and spiritually to sustain in those times. You know, to sustain. And sustaining power comes from self-resilience and self-will, self-discipline. And, you know, and these are components that we have inside. No, it's not something that we drink or eat. You know, it's not something that, you know, one can get from another human being. No, it comes through you. It's already inside of you. So you have to ask yourself a question daily. How do I want to live?
Yeah.
You know, and what status?
What state of mind?
Yes, and you know, don't you know there's a status with gratitude? I'm not talking about financial status.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a status of where you are, you know, what you think of this life that God has given you. So if you think, oh, woe is me because this didn't happen, or I didn't have this, I don't have enough that, I'm not this, I don't look like this. Okay, Now you're taking away from your status presence of life.
Yeah.
Your status presence simply says, whatever you find yourself, however it is, rest easy and be content. Because if you need something else, then guess what? Think upon these things.
Yes. Think of what you want and not what you don't have. You know, I want to take a look at a way that people may be thinking because they may have been raised in this philosophy. If you've had a parent that thought that if they say the negative thing, that would motivate you to overcome it, and that's a parenting philosophy. And it might even have been how you were raised. Well, if your parents say to you, well, you know, that bed is not made properly, and that's going to motivate you to try and do it again. And if they say, well, you know, you got to be in this class, but you could have got an A, maybe that'll motivate you to try harder. Well, you know, that is a thought, but there is a better way to motivate.
Mm-hmm.
And that is starting out with the gratitude of what you got. Oh, well, you made a great attempt at making the bed, and that's so wonderful. You're 4 years old, and you tried to arrange the pillows. I'm really proud of you. Now, let me help you smooth it out so, you know, it can look even better. You know, start out with the gratitude for what was. Oh, you got to be in that class. Well, that is really wonderful. I know you really worked hard, and you did a great job. Now think of all of the ways you can take your habits and your skills and enhance them even more to get the next higher grade. That's so wonderful. Just a little tweaking. Rather than the negative, look at the positive, praise the positive, praise the attempt, even if it isn't what you wanted the child to do, and then encourage them to do better and even give them guidelines and showing them how to do it. You know, let's make the bed together so then now you can see how first you smooth out the sheets underneath and then you put the next layer of blankets and then you put the next covering on. Let me show you how. Oh, isn't this fun? We're doing this together. Make it be something that's joyful.
Yes.
So that there's not the we're not setting the pattern of anticipating criticism. Because this is what sets that pattern of negative thought. If you're always criticized first, or you're always, you know, whatever you did wrong, is that's the highlight. So as a parent, if you're raising a child, don't set that mindset as a pattern. Use your parenting skills to set a mindset of gratitude by showing gratitude, showing appreciation, expressing praise and encouragement, and then your child will develop that mindset and have an attitude of gratitude because that's what you've done.
So that's what I want to encourage
for those who are raising children, and even if you're raising teenagers or even you got grown children, you know, say the positive thing first. You know, appreciate what they're doing first, even if it's not exactly what you want, but reflect on the positive first and then give encouragement so that the sound that they're hearing is an uplifting sound and the energy that you're bringing is uplifting energy. We have so much impact on our children. So now that, you know, people are gathering for the holiday or gathering for, you know, days off to talk to each other, now's the time to give that positive energy to our family members and loved ones. And if we've been not conscious in the way we spoke, and now we can consciously have that attitude of gratitude.
Absolutely. Carolyn was making a comment here. She said, Carolyn Hunter says on Facebook, she says, my 11-year-old son plays football, and after every game, I ask him the same question, did you do your best? And then she says, win or lose, if you did your best, then that's all I ask of him. Instead of saying, oh, you should have did this or that, I always praise him and encourage him. he can do anything he puts his mind to. That's beautiful.
That is.
And I think that's extremely important for us to teach our children how to have their sustaining power, because that's what you're teaching him. You're teaching him how to deal with life on an even plane, not looking at the perfections of what one would want, but looking at just doing and giving you what I have and appreciating that thing more so than looking at it that I have to change it to please another human being. So that's a beautiful tool to use when rearing children. And one more thing I want to add to that, Naima, is when we are teaching our children how to deal, again, with lack or loss, is helping them look at it from the perspective of, you know, not allowing it to get the best of them. Because it's one thing to look at it, because children usually gravitate to, well, mommy, it's gone. I don't know what to do. You know, I'm sad. And that's as much as they're going to get to. Because remember, the frontal lobe is not developed until they're 24, so they can't rationalize it.
Mm.
They can't get the logic behind it. And so they don't often, you have to help them learn the lesson in it, you know, and identify, say, you know, for example, let's say a pet passed away or something of that nature, and looking at, you know, being extremely sad for a period of time, and because they have to go through their grief cycles and things of that nature, and just, you know, say, well, can we look at it from another plateau? You know, let's say the pet's name is, you know, Charlie or something like that. Can we focus on what the joy that Charlie brought us?
Yeah.
Remember when Charlie did this, and remember when Charlie did that? You were so happy.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just focusing on the loss of it,
right.
You know, but focus on the joy that it brought.
Focus on the joy, yes. We got a couple of minutes before our break. You want to take a caller here?
Yes.
I believe we've got our wordologist, Mark, back with us, and we appreciate you. You got six acronym for us to remember?
Yeah. Well, yes, and no, you know, I'm enjoying the conversation in regards to how we teach our children and all. And, you know, some things came to mind as you sisters were talking. You know, one of the things that I learned is that in every misfortune lies a fortune. And oftentimes, you know, we've heard in the past that there are blessings in disguise. And one of those blessings in disguise is actually lessons. Lessons, and as a wordologist, I'll give you this. I know you like acronyms, Naima, is lessons or blessings occurring randomly. All we have to do is remember the word labor, as we labor through life. Lessons or blessings occurring randomly in our life. And so and most people don't count lessons that should be learned as blessings. But lessons are blessings, or you can look at it as lab lessons or actually blessings. And so when we look at lessons as blessings, we want to look at the word lesson. The word lesson is two words. It's less on you. You know, the book that I read and study is the Quran. And God says in the Quran that he doesn't place a burden on any soul that it cannot bear. So the stress that most people have in their life, in many instances, are because they haven't learned the lesson. You know, so when we go through life, you know, we will be confronted with adversity, maybe misfortune, you know. But if we don't learn the lesson of what it is that we ought to extrapolate from that experience in life, then we don't grow. Basically, you have two types of people, those who just go through life and those who grow through life. What's the difference? The difference is that the experiences they have, the one that goes through life, they learn nothing from it. they don't get the lesson. You know, so it weighs heavy on them, and eventually they repeat it again. But the one that grows through life, they get the lesson, you see, and they benefit from that. And so it's very, very important to note that lessons are actually blessings, and when we count them and we're conscious of them, then we benefit from that. It will determine whether or not we grow or we just keep going and doing the same thing over and over again. So I just wanted to share that, you know, so look at it in terms of labor. As we labor through life, lessons are blessings occurring randomly in our life, and that in every misfortune is a fortune. We have to uncover and discover what is that fortune that's there that we have overlooked or looked over in that regard. And, you know, God is trying to tell us something. You know, it's just a little bit different than when you go to school. In school, the school and life is a little bit different. In school, you get the lesson, and then you take the test. In life, you get the test, but you have to learn the lesson. So if you don't, well, if they used to say back in school, when I was in school, if you didn't pass that level that you were in, they retained you. Now it's in No Child Left Behind, you know. But the fact of the matter, you may do that in the academic world in terms of education, but the fact of the matter is that in life, you will be left behind. And a lot of people are left in this, and they continuously repeat what it is they've been doing. So we want to see lessons as blessings. And so when we teach our children, we want to teach our children, okay, what is it that you may be able to take from that? What is it that you learned that you think could benefit you from whatever the experience is? That is what separates the ones that go through life and grow through life. And let them know, I want you to grow through life. And yes, Naima, you're absolutely right. When we speak to our children, we should speak to our children with words of affirmation, not words of defamation. Not words of defamation. You know, so it's very important how we address our children and how we address our children and the type of environment that we provide for them. Oftentimes, will determine, you know, understand as to whether or not they will have the type of attitude, a positive attitude, as opposed to a negative attitude when it comes to life and living.
It's not your aptitude.
It's your attitude that determines your altitude, how far you would go in life, how high you would rise in life. We want to make sure that we put emphasis on the attitude. You know, there are a lot of remarkable stories of people who didn't have a lot of education, but they went far in life. What was the difference? Their attitude.
We got to take our last break now.
Yes, go ahead. And I just wanted to add that little two-cent word, as they say. But remember that acronym, labor. Lessons are blessings occurring randomly in your life. You never know when it will occur, but it will occur in your life as you labor through life. Remember that and count them as blessings. Otherwise, we'll miss out on our opportunity to grow. Thank you. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Yes, we got us another acronym from the Wordtologist, Mark Saheed. Labor, lessons are blessings. What was that other thing?
Lessons are blessings
occurring randomly. Yes, there we go. All right, well, our last break, and we'll be right back. And if you're on our switchboard now and got a thought you want to share, just press 1, then raise your hand on the switchboard, and we'll open your mic and get your thoughts. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, or if you're watching on Facebook and want to verbally express your thoughts, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 so that we know you have something to say. We can open your mic and get your thoughts, and we will be right back after this last break, so stay with us.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well,
You better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on higher learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Family. So thank you, Brother Andrew Nelson Bay, for that. It's going to be a
delicious addition to our Thanksgiving meal.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so we've got a caller on the line if you'd like to take a call. We've got a hand raised here. Area code 872-901, Grand Rising. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for joining us today on the Female Solutions, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green.
Yes.
Well, hello, good morning, and happy Thanksgiving to all of you, especially Dr. Debbie Green and you, Naima. God is so good. And, you know, gratitude, that's all God really wants us to do, be thankful. You know, I mean, he has given us 24 hours in the day. But, you know, I just feel that we all have been through something in life. We all have been through something, either it's death or a loss of a loved one or a dear friend. But we've all been through something. But I learned in all of my years, from 16 years old up until the age I am now, 72, he was there all the time. He was there all the time. So that's how I made it. Now I realize how I made it. He was there with me from 16 years old. Everything that I've been through and everything we've been through, he was there. So that's my comment, and I'm just so thankful for being alive and being thankful to be able to talk to this people on the Female Solution and to understand what's going on. You know, it's just good to be in your right frame of mind and to be able to walk and talk and move your arms and legs and get up and even go spend some money if you like to. So thanks so much for this comment, and everybody have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. God bless you. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Their life force energy with
us on this earth plane. And we're so grateful that at their graduation, we can express our gratitude for what we learned from their life. However they lived and however they left, we want to express gratitude for them, gratitude for the experience that we had with them. And so we want there to be joy at their celebration, at their life celebration. We want there to be joy. We want it to be met as a graduation. We're grateful that they completed their life course and they graduated. That's how we want people to start thinking about the transitions of life. Think of it as a person came here to learn certain lessons, and we were part of that learning experience, and we were part of their lives, and we're grateful for that.
Yeah.
And so they finished their course, and they graduated, and we're celebrating their graduation. We're celebrating what we learned from them. We're celebrating what they taught us. We're celebrating what we might have even help them learn in their course that they took here on earth. So we want this whole earth experience to be seen differently so that there is no mourning, there is no sadness when people graduate. So as we change the words, and as our wordologist has showed us, words have power, words have meaning. We can give a meaning to a word and change the energy. So we're going to change the energy that's surrounding transitions with the new words we're going to use to describe it, and then words we're going to use to anticipate people's celebration of life so that there is no sadness, there's only joy and appreciation and gratitude.
Yes, yes. I think it's extremely important that one has a lifestyle of being a gratitudist because, again, staying in gratitude is a lifestyle.
It's
a lifestyle. It is. And because no matter what happens in your life, you have to have a positional point of where your frequency is, how high your energy should be, how you're going to deal with life. Instead of being reactive, okay, be proactive.
Mm-hmm.
Proactive is getting ahead of yourself, of situations, and how you're going to respond, not react to them. Because it's easy to react to anything. It's a knee-jerk thing.
Yes.
A lot of people stay in this impulsive, nerve-wracking type of life. No, that is not a gratitude life. A gratitude life is looking at your time in a slow, positional, responding type of life. It's slow and easy. Nothing is rushed. So be anxious for nothing. The Word of God clearly tells us that. It says, do not worry.
Yes.
You know, it tells you that. Worry is literally something that takes away from life. Being too anxious creates anxiety.
Right.
So if you just pace yourself, nothing is pushing you. Time is not pushing you.
Right.
Nothing. The winds and the currents of life flow just like a stream going downhill.
Right.
It flows, and we should flow in unison with it. And when certain things start to move again, when things start to go out of our life, look at it, be aware of it. But the thing about this is don't try to hold on to it too tightly, because if you hold on to it too tightly, you're going to get drugged. You know what that means?
Dragged along, yes.
Yeah, because time is saying, no, I need it from you, and it will literally try to force it from your hands mentally, emotionally, because all areas of our being, Naima, has to let go.
Yes, yes.
It has to let go. You know, some people can be holding on to something mentally and emotionally, and they want to know, oh, why can't you get over this? Because you're holding on to it in your being.
You got
to
let it go.
And so it's taking away your joy.
Yes, yes. You can hold on to something someone said to you, and you're still angry about it. And they said it 3 years ago, and you're still reliving the anger today. And that moment is gone, and they probably forgot all about it. So who's making you mad? They're not making you mad. You're making yourself mad. You're choosing to be mad. And no one else is doing that. You're doing it to yourself. So you can just as easily choose
to focus on that compliment someone gave you and feel that emotion, feel that happiness, you know, feel uplifted by that. You can choose to focus on that. It's your decision. You can make whatever feeling you want happen. It's always your free will. You can choose to be joyful or not.
Yes, ma'am. And I want to share this metaphor that I've been using for a very long time, and I actually been giving it to my clients and patients, and it's a mental visual. Mm. You're on this island. On this island, it's covered with, it's outskirt, it's blue waters and white sands. Mm. And it has four gates, east, south, north, and west. It also has a security guard. Now, you're the only occupant on the island, but the island is not lonely. You're the only occupant on the island, and you have everything that you need. You don't lack for anything. The island only has one rule, and you cannot break this rule no matter what. If it's not useful, if it's not productive or brings you joy, you cannot allow it onto your shores.
Mm.
So when the gates are always open, but at the same token, you are your only security guard. It is not a hard thing to do. When you stand on the grounds or the sands of your island and something comes up to your shores, you have to ask the question, are you useful? Are you productive? Do you bring me joy?
Yes.
Otherwise, I cannot allow you onto the island. Because the island will get a bacteria that will cause a problem. And once it's on the island, it's hard to get off of the island.
Mm.
So the island is your heart. It is your mind. It is your soul. It is your spirit. It is even your body. So be careful what you allow on your island.
That's smart. That's the way to see it. And that's really how life is. We're the security that can say, no, you can't come in. So if we're allowing things in that do not bring joy, why? Why are we choosing to do that? And it always is our choice. It's always in our own hands. No one makes you mad. No one makes you sad. No one makes you fearful. You choose those emotions. And if you're anticipating something bad happening, thinking, well, if I anticipate it, then I'll be ready for it, well, then you're creating something that hasn't yet happened, and you're experiencing it as if it has. And what if it didn't? Then you've gone through all the distress as if it did. Your body went through all of the distress. Why are you doing that to yourself? So choose to imagine the outcome that you wanted to have. Choose to imagine the feelings. Choose to feel the feelings. If you're worried about, oh, I'm going to get fired from my job, choose to feel the feelings of, I'm going to get a promotion on my job. They love the work that I do. Choose to feel that instead. Just choose to feel that. And then you'll be surprised how you might actually, your feelings will actually change the reality. You're actually changing the vibration that's being created, and you might even influence the outcome in ways you never realized. But just think, if you think about, I'm going to get fired from my job, and you go there and you're angry and you're sullen and you're not nice to people, well, are they really going to want you around? You're not pleasant. But if you're thinking, I'm going to get a promotion on my job because they love me and they love the work I do, and you go there and you're upbeat and you're working hard and enthusiastic, they're going to actually see you differently. So your thoughts literally change your reality. They really do.
Absolutely. As from my wordologist, this is one that I just think that was so, I loved all of them, but this one here, to, you know, for thank you, to have appreciation now keeps you overcoming ungratefulness.
Yes.
And we have one more comment here from one of our Facebook viewers, Ms. Joy, says, speak life and move towards your supreme. Never stop speaking life to our children as long as we breathe. Live in gratitude and not in shame for what you did not do and should have done in raising your child. I learned that I'm never out of the sight of improving me. So I'm learning that I have a daily opportunity, a moment to moment, to check my words and attitude, to check my thoughts and ask, is this thought joy making you better and moving you towards goals? Praise God for you ladies.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your world. But, your honey, let me tell you something about joy. Mm-hmm. Your name reminds you of how you should live.
Isn't that something? Names are powerful. What you name your child is powerful. Now, just think, every time someone says that sister's name, it's a vibration. Joy.
Yes, yes.
Joy.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think
got
that's
joy,
so.
joy down in my heart.
absolutely. I'm just, you know, I've learned in life that, you know, it is so uplifting to bring a joy to another soul that may not have joy. So let your, my closing remarks today is let your cup run over.
Yeah.
Okay. Let your cup run over, you know, and keep it running over, and all that extra you are giving out to the world. And even when someone doesn't come to you in a joyful stance or a gratefulness, and the thing about it is not for you to partake into what they feel or what they think. You let that smile radiate from the deepest parts of your soul so that that energy can expand bigger than your 360-degree personal space and keep expanding and expanding to the point where it is covering, I mean, worldly latitudes and gratitude areas. And someone needs that smile. So don't hold it to yourself. Like I said, don't put your light underneath the bowl. Take that bowl off and let your light shine. Yes, I think she got one more comment here. Let me see what she said. Time to stop living in shame. My daddy named me before I was born,
ooh,
and I only was able to accept my name about 5 years ago.
Oh,
look at that.
Yeah.
Well, live the rest of your life, my sister.
That's right.
Enjoy, because it is, I'm telling you, it is not by circumstance or happenstance that you have that name.
That's right.
And even though you might have went through some type of turbulence in your life, but remember, your turbulence does not build, it's not, it doesn't take away from your being. It just builds you up even stronger and stronger. That's all it does.
That's all.
And go ahead. And remember, you're that airplane now, okay? You were on the runway. And you were feeling turbulence. Now you are escalating into the joy that God has for you. Girl, go ahead and live your life. Go
That's
ahead.
Right.
And
live your life. Yes.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. Any closing remarks, Naima?
Well, I want to say thank you to all who have joined us today, who've listened in, watched, added their comments. We appreciate you. The greatest appreciation I have is to be able to be connected to a global family every day to share love, peace, and joy, and to make this world a better place. My wonderful team of hosts for bringing their gifts to the world, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Join us for Health and Wellbeing with Viata for more joy and more gratitude.
Yes, and I'll see you back on next Thursday, God willing, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and Eastern Standard is 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. So definitely join me and, you know, send comments or whatever you say. Hey, Dr. Deb, let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. I am very open, so I would love. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Love you. Bye.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jared. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.